بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أم المؤمنين أم عبد الله عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يغزو جيشنا الكعبة، فإذا كانوا ببيضاء من الأرض يخصف بأولهم وآخرهم. This is the second hadith in the chapter with regard to our intentions, and we can see how important our intentions are in our actions and in all our matters. The mother of the believers, the mother of Hazrat Abdullah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that an army will advance on the Kaaba Sharif. The details of which we will discuss later, but the time will be, it isn't specified specifically, but there will be an army that will advance on the Kaaba. Previously it happened in the time of Abraha when he also advanced, but at a later time, which hasn't happened till today, but it will happen, that this army will advance to destroy the Kaaba. فَإِذَا كَانُوا بَيْبَيْضَاءَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, when they will be on the even plain, or Baida also refers to a certain place, when they will reach that place, yukhsafu bi'awwalihim wa akhirihim, they will be all made to sink into the ground and they will be swallowed by the earth. The whole army, right from the beginning till the end. And it appears also that that whole place, whoever was living in those areas, they will be all swallowed by the earth. Allah will cause them to be destroyed in this way. Then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, قَالَتْ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I said, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَيْفَ يُخْسَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ, that how will they all be destroyed, all of them who are there, even the places, the people who are living in those places, and as it comes in front, even the people who are in their business places, etc., who are not part of that army, how is it that they all will be destroyed and they all will be swallowed by the earth? وَفِيهِمْ أَسْوَاقُهُمْ وَمَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ, and there will be those people who will be the traders, the business people, they had nothing to do with that army. And there will be those people also that had no intention of attacking the Kaaba Sharif. How is it that all will get destroyed? Paul, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and this is the relevant part that we have to see with regard to intentions. يُخْصَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ, yes, no doubt, yeah, as far as this world is concerned, they will be all destroyed, the first and the last, those who are not part of them, those who are doing engaged in their business and other activities also, but they all will be destroyed. But ثُمَّ يُبْعَثُونَ أَلَعْنِيَاتِهِمْ, then they will be resurrected and brought back to life on the day of Qiyamah, and there, according to their intentions, they will be dealt with. A very important point that we learn here also, that we don't get the returns of our actions in this world. That is in the year after. Many times Allah Ta'ala does give the returns in this world, good and bad also. Sometimes a person does good and he gets the fruit of it in this world also and in the year after. Sometimes he does good and he gets the fruit of it in this world and nothing for him in the year after. If his niyat was not sincere for Allah, then Allah gives that returns in this world. A person does bad, then Allah gives the punishment sometimes in this world also, in the akhirat also. And sometimes a person does bad, then yeah, Allah does not punish him, the punishment is also only in the akhirat. And sometimes the punishment is only in this world, and Allah cleanses that person by the difficulties and hardships that come to him, and then he goes pure to Allah Ta'ala. However, the intention is important. One, we must understand that this is not the place of retribution for our action. That is in the akhirat. So no matter how a person lives, that is not, that has nothing to do with his action. That is Allah's matters with that person. And our returns will be in the akhirah. And very important is that how our intentions are. If our intentions, and that is between us and Allah, Nobody else knows what our intentions are. We can put up as pious a front as we want to, or we might outwardly appear to be very evil. But the intention which is in the heart, and Allah knows that intention. And according to that, Allah Ta'ala will deal with a person on the day of Qiyamah. So it's very important that we must make sure that our intentions are correct in all aspects. There are various other aspects also of this hadith which are very relevant and important for us, and inshallah we will discuss one aspect as they come. May Allah give us tawfiq to see, to make effort on our intention. We make effort on coming for namaz. We make effort for many other things, but how much effort do we do to correct our intention and to make our intention as valuable as possible, and that it is not tainted by any evil or any wrong? Intentions are very important. May Allah give us all tawfiq.